In the 1972 World Chess Championship, Bobby Fischer was set to face Boris Spassky in a highly anticipated match. Fischer was notorious for his eccentricities. He demanded specific conditions around lighting, noise, and the chess equipment, threatening to pull out if not accommodated. These demands posed a dilemma for the organizers, and Spassky acquiesced to Fischer's requirements, potentially giving him a psychological edge and compromising the fairness of the competition, or stand firm on standard protocols and risk the collapse of the event. Opting to maintain the integrity of the championship could mean losing a historic match. Spassky, likely influenced by Soviet officials, keen on the match proceeding, consented to most of Fischer's conditions. The match became one of the most iconic in chess history, and the Americans' mind games ended up working for him, ending 2 decades of Soviet dominance in the sport. Today, the Fed faces a similar dilemma: protect its integrity by staying utterly devoted to its mission of maintaining price stability and fighting inflation, or favor the markets and political demands of promoting growth and economic strength. It is unlikely that it can do both at once. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of April 29th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Many people on Wall Street and in the White House are hopeful that the Federal Reserve will concede to rate cuts sooner rather than later, ideally before the upcoming election. This desire is so strong that many believe a weaker gross domestic product could force the Fed's hand, making a bad news is good news scenario when it comes to the economy. Last week, the Bureau of Economic Analysis reported a significant drop in U.S. GDP for the first quarter, which fell to 1.6% on an annualized basis from the previous quarter's 3.4%. This marks the lowest rate since the second quarter of 2022, when the U.S. briefly flirted with a technical recession, one that the National Bureau of Economic Research did not officially recognize. The slowdown was primarily due to weaker consumer spending, exports, and both state and local government expenditures, alongside reduced federal government spending. But by far, the major drag was the significant deceleration in consumer spending. It only rose by 2.5%, down from 3.3% in the previous quarter and below the anticipated 3.0%. In fact, consumer spending has fallen short of expectations in 6 out of the last 10 reports. Consequently, personal consumption contributed only 1.68% to the overall GDP, down from 2.2% in the previous quarter. While a drastic reduction in growth might initially seem like the bad news is good news scenario some investors hoped for to drive down Treasury yields, it loses some of its appeal when we have, at the same time, rising inflation. Initially, the markets responded negatively to the news on Thursday morning, but by Friday, it was all but forgotten. One of the reasons why is that on the micro level, the situation appears more positive. We have so far a very strong earnings season indicating robust growth and a vast majority of companies beating expectations. This is reflected in some more granular macro data showing rebounds in productivity, manufacturing, and exports. Despite this, the dream of a soft landing with natural disinflation remains just that, a dream. Economic strength has made it clear that a return to 2% inflation levels is unlikely in the near term, presenting central banks with a tough decision between ensuring market function or maintaining price stability. Again, achieving both is going to be difficult. Central banks are unlikely to publicly shift their goals regarding price stability, as this would be tantamount to admitting a past mistake. Yet Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has the influence to maintain a dovish stance, pleasing both the markets and his old colleague and former chairwoman of the Fed, the current Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. This suggests a scenario where we have both strong earnings growth and an accommodating Federal Reserve. A likely inflation scenario, but one that could also create quite a bullish market. I'm Philip Peterson, and you've been listening to Living Markets. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.